Today, Indonesia's vice president said he expects all foreign military personnel to leave his country by the end of March. U.S. troops have played a crucial role in tsunami relief efforts there, flying supplies to areas unreachable by road or sea. Forces from other countries are also working on aid efforts.
Indonesia's government is also restricting travel by civilian relief workers and journalists in Aceh province, the region hardest hit by the disaster. Officials cite the nearly 30-year rebellion by Achenese separatists as a danger to aid workers. NPR's Adam Davidson reports from Banda Aceh, the provincial capital.
The rules were established in Jakarta yesterday and were officially announced in Banda Aceh today. Budi Atmadi Adiputro, the Indonesian official in charge of relief efforts, spoke to a room crowded with journalists and aid workers. He said that foreigners can work freely in Aceh's two largest cities, but need permission to travel anywhere else. Some areas are completely off limits to foreigners and will be aided only by the Indonesian military.
Foreigners are free to operate in Banda Aceh and its surroundings, which is known as Aceh Besar, as well as in Malabo. However, cooperation and coordination with the government is required for travel outside of those areas.
Alwi Shihab, Indonesia's welfare minister, said the government's greatest fear is that a foreigner will be kidnapped by rebels with the militant Free Aceh movement, known here as GAM. GAM officials declared a ceasefire shortly after the disaster and welcomed foreign aid workers. There have been no reported incidents in which GAM rebels hurt or threatened a foreigner. But, Shihab said, GAM fighters broke the ceasefire and kidnapped an Indonesian doctor.
If they declare ceasefire, who are declaring this? Do you know that GAM is not a regular movement which take an order from one source? If the ceasefire is in place, why should be a kidnap?
Almarhum Hamza Amin.
In a pouring rain at a distribution just outside Banda Aceh, World Vision, a Christian relief group, distributed tarps and biscuits just like they do every day. David, an Achenese World Vision staffer, said the group has never felt threatened and employs no security. He says harming foreigners is the last thing the Achenese people would do. Right now, he says, the Achenese people are just thinking that the foreigners are here to help. They say they are thankful for the foreigners. World Vision says it will stay and operate under the new guidelines.
It would be nice to have as much freedom as possible to operate, but I think we also have to understand the position of the Indonesian government as well.
James East is the group's communication manager. He says this week World Vision is planning major operations outside of Banda Aceh, and it's too early to know how the new policy will slow down their efforts.
I think we just have to work out and see how it works in practice. I think we'll just have to see how things unfold.
Other aid groups, especially Doctors Without Borders and Doctors of the World, say that it is impossible to conduct relief operations if military escort is required. Manny Nicolai runs Aceh operations for Doctors Without Borders.
No. We will not take any escort. If that's needed, then we stop. It's against our principles. We never do this anywhere in the world. So that is what makes us a respected organization, because we won't take any armed guards anywhere. So that's how we work, and that's what we want to do here.
Some aid workers fear the new policy will allow the Indonesian government to use relief operations as a tool of political control. In the past, Human Rights Watch and other groups have criticized the military's operations against GAM, saying they unfairly harm Achenese civilians. Adam Davidson, NPR News, Banda Aceh, Indonesia.